This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you get to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio for you to call is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, and joining us from somewhere in the galaxy, it's...
I, Mark Edge, Intergalactic Space King.
Self-appointed Intergalactic Space King, I might add.
Well, I was given a vision when I was found naked at the Large Hadron Collider back in 2009. And it was that vision that made me realize that I was Intergalactic Space King.
Well, congratulations. Do you have a crown?
Well, yes, I have several.
Does one of them say Burger King?
I got rid of that long ago.
Okay. All right. I mean, you got to start somewhere, right? You got to, you know, start with whatever you got and then work your way up to, like, majestic. At any rate.
I find that crowns aren't as effective as they used to be.
Yeah, I imagine so. Also, too, don't most kings have some sort of, like, cape-like robe thing that seems like it'd be really hot in, like, mid-July?
I have that, too. It is hot.
Well, we've been talking about this article from Bitcoin.com about a gentleman who's been arrested for, well, all sorts of fun things. This says, analysis of Bitcoin transactions, financial records, internet service provider records, email records, and additional investigative information identifies Roman Sterlingoff as the principal operator of Bitcoin Fog. This is a website you find on the Onion Router, or Tor, as it were, said Devin Beckett, the IRS's criminal investigation special agent. Sterlingoff is charged. Now, here's the part that I really wanted you to hear, Mark. Sterlingoff is charged with money transmission without a license, yep, money laundering, and unlicensed money transmission. Now, I don't know what the difference is between money transmission without a license and unlicensed money transmission, but apparently those are two separate charges, according to this article.
Well, this is not surprising. They do that. Policing agencies have been doing this for years. They pile up charges on people in the hopes that they don't have to do any police work, and the people will just take a plea bargain, and bang, the case is done. Right. And look, one more person in the prison system that is the largest in the world, and Americans are no safer. Like, this guy, whomever he is, has never harmed anyone, or at least not accused of ever harming anyone.
Right.
But let's lock him out.
Yep. That's what they're saying. We'll talk more about this, but first I wanted to tell you about Liberty Stickers. If you want to reach people with ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know how people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. That's libertystickers.com. So, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong. They are charging the Sterlingoff guy with money transmission without a license, money laundering, and unlicensed money transmission. It's been a while since I looked at the indictment for the Crypto 6, but are those the same things?
It's darn close.
Okay.
Basically, if you're touching cryptocurrency right now, mm-hmm, and you're not part of a major bank and you haven't kissed the ring, then it's a problem. So
wow.
Things like Coinbase, Kraken, There's a variety of other places that you could go to. Binance.
Right. If you're these using, are known as exchanges.
Yeah, you're fine. Because you're basically going through the ones that have gone through the government's system.
Yeah.
But if you're buying and selling amongst your friends, which is why Bitcoin was created.
Yes, indeed.
It's the whole purpose, but it has been co-opted by the banks. This literally is the banks using the U.S. police forces as attack dogs to enforce their will. We know what happened in 2020. That the 500 richest people in America became wildly richer, and the rest of us became poor. We know that that's true.
Yep.
But we just sit here and say, well, it looks like the banks are picking up some more people, and that's just fine. And that our policing agencies that we put our trust in, they're just doing the jobs that the banks have asked them to do, and that's fine. It's a problem.
It's definitely not fine. I realize that you're speaking for, you know, the common folk and what they think, but it certainly is not fine. This article continues on to say, Wired contributor Andy Greenberg spoke with Chainalysis co-founder Jonathan Levin about this situation with Mr. Sterling Gov. And Greenberg's report details that alleged transactions stemming from Sterling Gov in 2011 gave the IRS clues that they needed to catch him. Sterling Gov apparently used these transactions to set up Bitcoin Fog's server. This is yet another example of how investigators with the right tools can leverage the transparency of cryptocurrency to follow the flow of illicit funds, the Chainalysis executive told Greenberg.
Right, and note that these are transactions that happened years ago. Bitcoin is wide open for knowing what people are doing. And, I mean, of course somebody wants some more privacy. Do you want everybody to know? And this isn't just the government. This is anybody who wants to do what they call blockchain analysis.
Yep.
Do you want everybody to know what you're doing with your money? Because that's what Bitcoin allows. And that's why we need services like mixers.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I don't see anything wrong with the mixers existing. You know, if a person is harming somebody else or somebody else's property, well, that's already a crime in today's laws. So prosecute them for that if you're going to prosecute somebody for anything. It's this invention and this, as you said, the co-opting of Bitcoin that is really bothersome to me because it is the people's money. It is designed for peer-to-peer transactions. I know that's not how it's being used and that it's sort of developing into, you know, the gold of cryptocurrency, that it's a store of value.
I would say that it was designed to be the people's money. It is not the people's money.
It is not currently, but the thought behind it was that here is something that people can use peer-to-peer, which in my mind means person-to-person.
That's what it means, person-to-person.
So if I meet Bob, and Bob is trying to sell a gold watch, and I go, wow, that's a really nice gold watch, Bob. Can I buy that from you? He goes, yeah. I go, great, here's some Bitcoin. And he goes, thanks, and he gives me the watch. That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, and what would be the problem with that? Another feature, quote-unquote feature, of Bitcoin is that if you send somebody Bitcoin out of a wallet that has a great deal of Bitcoin in it,
mm-hmm.
they know. They can look and find out, I should say. And do you want that? Is that what you want from your money? Look, this is just the way the system works. This is software, and it works the way the software works.
Yep.
And this mixing service allows you, among other things, to not show people how much money you have. I mean, literally, if you got into Bitcoin in 2012 and you bought 1,000 of them, and you're sending somebody out of a wallet that has, let's say, 900 left,
mm-hmm.
they know
yeah.
that you have 900 Bitcoin left. And I don't know how wealthy that makes you, but it makes you pretty darn wealthy. I mean, multi-deca millionaire. Do you want people to know that you have tens of millions of dollars? Because that's going to change a whole bunch of things, including people end up dead in a river over that kind of money.
Right. That's like if you're just in the grocery store and you open your wallet to pay cash, they can see your entire bank account.
Right. So this seems like a bad idea.
Indeed it does. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to get your thoughts on the radio. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best-tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
welcome back to the program. Thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me...
and Mark.
Yay! Mark is calling from... what planet are you on today, Mark?
State of confusion.
The state of confusion. Oh, it's the last time you were in a glass case of emotion, so you're traveling around a bit. I wanted to switch gears just a little bit here, but before I do, I wanted to tell you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one. It's called Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network, too, so that you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL to get a special badge. Again, that's Liberty.menu. So, Mark, you and I both brought in, I don't want to say complimentary, but articles that at least have to deal with a very particular government agency that, if you spell it out, spells the word theirs, T-H-E-I-R-S. And the first one that I brought in was this from Motherboard, also known as Vice.com. The IRS wants help hacking cryptocurrency hardware wallets.
Yes.
Yeah.
This can be done.
No, I know it can be done, but, like, you would think that there wouldn't need to be an article published about it. You would think that they would put an ad out wherever the IRS puts ads out for when they want to hire somebody and be like, here's the qualifications of what we're looking for and that kind of thing. But instead, I'm reading an article that says the IRS wants help hacking cryptocurrency hardware wallets. It says, as more investors and criminals move to hardware wallets to secure their funds, the IRS is looking for new methods to access those wallets in criminal investigations.
Right, so let me paint a picture on how this might work.
Mm-hmm.
So the IRS, the Treasury Department, goes on a raid. They call somebody a criminal,
mm-hmm.
somebody who probably has never harmed anyone, because that's what they do. By the way, recently, last couple of years, they had stopped auditing rich people because there's so much work. So they started auditing middle class people.
Aww.
Just in case, ladies and gentlemen, you thought the IRS was out there doing things for you. And so they say this person's bad and they go and raid their house. And then they find their Bitcoin wallet, their little Trezor wallet, or I can't
remember what it is. Or whatever it is. Yeah, there's a variety of these things now.
Yeah, there's a few of them out there. So they find your Trezor wallet, and you've used your Trezor many times, and you just use the PIN code. Now, if you've wiped it, there's not much anybody can do. But if you've got it set up for this PIN code, and it's one of the older models, then it can be cracked. It absolutely can.
Hmm.
And so what they're hoping to do is get all your money.
Right.
Now, obviously, they need a certain... They're going to claim to have a certain amount or whatever, and then at some point or another, maybe you'll get it back or whatever happens.
Or they auction it off and sell it, making a tidy profit themselves off of somebody else's cryptocurrency.
This is another thing that's happened. So they have auctioned off people's cryptocurrency. And they only need a certain amount of it. Let's say you have 100,000 and they need 50,000. They auction it all off, get the 100,000, and then they hand you 50,000 a year or two later. Well, at that point, cryptocurrency has skyrocketed again, and your 100,000 would be worth a million, and so therefore your 50,000 would be worth 500,000, but sorry, we sold it.
Right. Yeah, that's horrible.
They're bad people doing bad things.
And they continue to do so, and not many people seem to care, or so it seems, at least for the
majority. People are leaving the United States at record numbers. I mean, like, people are not happy with this country. And this is true around the world. 80% of people polled around the world are unhappy with their government. Yes. And I think that number is probably accurate in the United States, too.
I used to follow the blog or social media or something of Dr. Robert Higgs. He's an author. He's worked at Mises Institute. He's done a bunch of, you know, good stuff as far as forwarding the ideas of freedom and that kind of thing. And he left the United States probably a good 7 years ago. And he was very, very cryptic about his reasons. He would cite, of course, you know, many of the things that we cite here on Free Talk Live, right? You know, the Federal Reserve, and it's going to inflate the money, and the police state, and all of that kind of thing. But he was cryptic about his personal reasons. And the only clue that he left, at least that I heard, it was a YouTube video, he was doing some presentation that made it to YouTube. The only clue was that he said something along the lines of, most people don't see coming what I see coming. And that sort of hit home to me with regards to, well, here's this guy who's, you know, obviously much smarter than me when it comes to things like finance and things like, you know, the political picture. He's been studying it for many years. He's, you know, an accomplished author. And what does that mean? You know, that always just sort of stuck in my head, that this type of a person would leave, a believer in freedom, right, a proponent of freedom, and he's just like, see ya.
Well, when it comes to the Federal Reserve, there's nothing you can do about the printing of money that's going on. Right now, both parties think it's a grand idea to print money to buy the things that they want to buy. And they argue about what those things are,
right?
But they think it's they don't argue about the method and the means. Well, whether you live in Florida or New Zealand, the federal government's going to do this, and the United States dollar is the world reserve currency, so there's basically nothing that you can do to make this stop. So it's going to affect you no matter what. Leaving the United States doesn't change that.
Yeah.
I think there's lots of good reasons to leave the United States, and I did last year in January.
Right.
I moved to the U.S. Marianas because there are two ways to get off the IRS rolls. If you live as an American citizen in another country, let's say Switzerland, and you make more than, I think it's more about $200,000. If you make more than $200,000 and you're in a foreign country, the United States government still claims your income. And that's crazy stuff. The only ways to get off the rolls is to move to a U.S. territory, that's the IRS's rolls, or to give up your U.S. citizenship, which is a big move.
Yeah, indeed it is, and I believe that's what Mr. Higgs did, but don't quote me on that. 603-283-6160. More about these.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The official withdrawal of all U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan has begun. President Biden announced last month that all American forces would be leaving the country by this September, several months after an initial deadline agreed on in a deal with the Taliban during the Trump administration. The process of shipping equipment back to the U.S. had already begun. President Biden set a deadline of September 11th for the nearly 3,000 remaining American troops to leave Afghanistan. Soon after he made that announcement, NATO announced it would also pull out its more than 7,000 troops as well. Mask requirements for all U.S. transportation networks have been extended. A TSA requirement mandating mask wearing for travelers and workers in the country's airports, commercial flights, and commuter bus and rail services has been extended through September 13th. And Medina Spirit has won the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. Trainer Bob Baffert has his 7th Derby winner, the most of any trainer. Jockey John Velasquez won his 4th run for the Roses. This is USA Radio News. India continues to deal with a large surge in COVID cases, recording more than 400,000 new cases on Saturday. Earlier this week, the Biden administration agreed to send millions of doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from the U.S. stockpile to India and other countries dealing with outbreaks once they pass a safety check. Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy says the U.S. should send the shots immediately. The Illinois Democrat tells MSNBC that the U.S. needs to help contain COVID overseas so that the outbreaks don't spread here.
We should rush these vaccines abroad ASAP. And the other thing that we should do is we should waive certain intellectual property rights related to the licensing of vaccines and the production of them in other countries, including in South Africa, India, and elsewhere. We have to recognize that COVID fires are raging abroad, and not only should we, out of a sense of morality, compassion, humanity, and love, help these people in other countries, but we have to do it in our best interest, because if we don't help put out those fires, they're going to come here to burn us as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, come on and call in. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. The phones are open, as they always are. Well, not always. Sometimes the lines are full and, you know, we've got lots of callers. But you are free to call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That's what we do here at Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me remotely,
me, Mark Edge.
I thought you were going for the caveman thing there for a minute, Mark. Me, Mark.
Me, Mark.
Me, Captain. Me, Mark. We story. We call. We listen. We talk. I don't know if I could read an article in the style of caveman. That might be annoying.
That would be rough.
Yeah. So we've been talking about this article from Vice that says the IRS wants help hacking cryptocurrency hardware wallets because apparently they're incapable of hacking them themselves.
I saw some article not too long ago, a couple of years maybe, that said the IRS is having a heck of a time just finding people that want to work for them, generally.
Good!
I mean, I can't imagine...
That's some of the greatest news I think I've ever heard come out of your mouth, Mark.
I can't imagine saying that I'm an IRS agent is really heartwarming at parties or something. Most of the world is terrified of the United States military,
right?
Like, because they, for whatever reason, the commanders over there think it's a great idea to drop million-dollar bombs on $10 tents. However, when you poll U.S. people, it's the IRS that comes up as the most terrifying organization.
Mm-hmm.
And Americans should not be afraid of their government. That doesn't make any sense.
You know, governments should fear their people, for sure.
Indeed. That's how you know you have freedom. The other way around, you know you have tyranny.
Yeah. Yep, agreed. So this article says many cryptocurrency investors store their cryptographic keys, which is what confers ownership of their funds, with the exchange they use to transact or on a personal device. Some folks, however, want a little more security and use hardware wallets, small physical drives which store a user's keys securely, unconnected to the Internet. The law enforcement arm of the tax agency, IRS Criminal Investigation, and more specifically, its digital forensic unit, is now asking contractors to come up with solutions to hack into crypto wallets that could be of interest in investigations, the document states. The decentralization and anonymity provided by cryptocurrencies has fostered an environment for the storage and exchange of something of value outside the traditional purview of law enforcement and regulatory organizations, the document reads. There is a portion of this cryptographic puzzle that continues to elude organizations. Millions, perhaps even billions of dollars exist within crypto wallets. Now,
that's for sure. Billions of dollars most assuredly exist within crypto wallets.
Except they're not dollars.
Right.
They're not sure. Actual dollars. Like, you might be able to exchange them for dollars or rupees or yen or, you know, insert, you know, regular government-sponsored currency here for whatever country you might live in. But what is being stored on these drives are not dollars.
Nope.
I just want that to be clear to our listeners. If you have cryptocurrency...
I don't think it's even clear that it's money. Like,
right.
I think that there may be some court cases out there that say that it's money, but how in the world does a court case say that software is money?
Right. I often equate music to cryptocurrency, right? Music is a language. What does the language do? It helps people communicate emotion. Cryptocurrency is also a language. It is code. It's letters, numbers, zeros and ones. What does it do? It helps people communicate value. It is not value itself. It is not a tangible thing. I can't hold a Bitcoin in my hand ever. It's not going to happen.
They do have things that you can hold.
Yeah.
They make an effort to sort of tie a Bitcoin to. But you're absolutely right. A Bitcoin exists on the Internet. And it doesn't even move.
Right.
If I send you a tenth of a Bitcoin or a hundredth of a Bitcoin, that Bitcoin doesn't move.
Right.
It just stays in the same place. It's more like a bank account than anything. If I write you a check out of the bank account doesn't move. But the designation of the money is just reassigned to you.
Yeah. The decentralization and anonymity provided by cryptocurrencies has fostered an environment for the storage and exchange of something of value outside the traditional purview of law enforcement regulatory organizations. That sentence is incredibly important from this article because here's what's going to happen. The IRS is, let's say they're successful and they find some people to help them, you know, hack into these different cryptocurrency wallets, these hard drives that exist. And so what's that going to do? It's going to trigger some market reaction. Right, the people who manufacture these devices now are going to go, oh, well, we're going to have to do something to make these things, these offline storage devices, more secure and unhackable.
To be clear, they already have. Like, that's already occurred.
Yeah.
So what the IRS is hoping is you drive the equivalent of a 1976 Ford F-150.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Pinto. Thank you.
Right. And the kind of thing where you can rip out the ignition, put a couple of wires together, and vroom, vroom, it starts right up.
Right.
I mean, a friend of mine had a Datsun that we would turn on with a flat screwdriver.
A friend of mine had, I think it was a Vega? Same thing.
I don't know.
Yeah. The article continues, the security of hardware wallets presents a problem for investigators. The document states that agencies may be in possession of a hardware wallet as part of a case, but may not be able to access it if the suspect does not comply. This means that authorities cannot effectively investigate the movement of currencies, and it may prevent the forfeiture and recovery of the funds. So the device is doing the job which it was intended to do in this particular case. That's why
for the device.
Right. That's why the IRS wants researchers and contractors to come forward with solutions to hack into hardware wallets. Crucially, the IRS does not want a one-off solution, but tools it can reliably use in multiple cases going forward.
Satoshi Nakamoto, when he or they or she, whomever Satoshi Nakamoto might have been, created Bitcoin. He created it with this intention that the nefarious actors could not get into the wallet. And I would go so far as to say nefarious actors that work for the government.
Yes.
And here's why. Because a bad guy will hit you in the knee with a wrench, or worse, hit your wife or child in the knee with a wrench until you tell them the password.
Right.
Whereas the government, the people in the government, they work under this cloak of legitimacy, and they're never not likely to do such a thing. So they basically have to operate with under the color of law, and therefore Bitcoin is good for hiding funds from the government, bad for hiding funds from a guy who will hit you in the knee with a wrench.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting to me because this sounds a lot like what they've done to cell phone manufacturers and the software companies, specifically Android, and which is Google, and Apple, where the government has the ability to hack into these devices. They've gone to these companies and said, hey, when you release your next version of software, your next update, we need you to build in a backdoor for us to be able to access, you know, whenever we want to. And this article sounds a lot like they're asking these hardware wallet manufacturers to do that exact same thing.
I heard about that one cell phone from that bomber person. They spent $1 million trying to get into that Apple phone. I don't think Apple gave them anything.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. Do you store your cryptocurrency on a hardware wallet? More Free Talk Live coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, this is Imitate a Drum Roll Live. I'm just kidding. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. That's the name of the program. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything, anything at all, whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And me, it's Mark Edge.
Woo-hoo. And the telephone number, should you wish to get your voice on the radio and talk about things, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. First, I have to tell you about the Crypto 6. On March 16th, 2021, government agencies, I call them terrorists, conspired together and raided Free Talk Live. They raided the Bitcoin Embassy. That's the studio Free Talk Live. They raided the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria Demezzo, the homes of Renee and Andy Spinella, and the home of Colleen Fordham. 6 people were arrested. These are the Crypto Six. And they were taken into custody, or kidnapped, as Jet would like to say. Ian Freeman and the person named Nobody remain hostages in custody. What can you do to help? Well, check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take serious legal expertise to protect the Crypto6 from further aggression from the state. This case will most likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. All right. We've been talking about this article from Vice where the IRS is looking for folks to help them hack into hardware wallets that store the keys to cryptocurrency. And I don't know. I'll just continue on the article. I have so many things that I could say about this, but the explicit outcome of this contract is to tame the cybersecurity research into measured, repeatable, consistent digital forensics process that can be trained and followed in a digital forensics laboratory, the document says. So this is what the IRS wants. They want
it's
people.
It's not going to work. So, I mean, like, take a look at the arms race.
Mm-hmm.
What we currently have is people who want their cryptocurrency secured and people who want to get into it. Well, at this point, the government's behind the game. They're already failing. The hardware wallets already know what they want, and they've moved beyond whatever little tricks were going to be used.
Fact.
Now, if you've got an old system, you've got an old hardware wallet, then yeah, you're liable to get hacked into by the government hackers.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this is really just ridiculous. This is them showing how ignorant they are.
Yeah, I've seen a picture, I think it was a cartoon that somebody did for a magazine, you know, how you see in, like, Time magazine, there'll be a, you know, cartoon, a political cartoon in the bottom left-hand corner or whatever. It was a picture of, like, the Starship Enterprise, and there was a rope tied to the back of it that was then tied to a covered wagon, you know, sort of sitting on the planet. And the covered wagon was labeled government, and the Starship Enterprise was labeled blockchain technology.
It's the truth. Right. Those people in the government are just so ignorant of this, and they're trying so hard to make things difficult. And this is true in every industry.
Mm-hmm.
How much innovation would we have right now? We'd probably all be living forever if it wasn't for the government involvement in medicine.
Yeah, that may be true. And we'll talk more about this, but first, let's go to David, who's calling from Michigan. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Right on, gentlemen. Great subject. It kind of pales in comparison to my simple question, which is important, but tell me a little bit more. The Crypto Six, was this the FBI?
Oh, it was...
Because the news hasn't hit here in Jackson, Michigan.
Yeah, there's been a lack of coverage of this particular event on mainstream media for certain. It's been covered by a few libertarian media folks, but it has not been covered by any cryptocurrency news agency that I'm aware of. But I can tell you that it was multiple agencies. It was the FBI. It was the Treasury Department. The post office was here. The local police were here. The state police were here. I'm missing one of them, Mark.
It was Treasury, post office.
Treasury, post office.
Local state. Even the county. I mean, they had everybody.
And the FBI, of course, seemed to be the large one. So... Yeah, that is... Yeah, they didn't... they showed up with two Bearcats, David. I don't know if you know what these are. These are tanks, right? But they only have four wheels instead of having the track.
Six.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
they get these from the military, and what they did is they mounted battering rams to the front of at least one of these Bearcats to bash in the doors of the Free Talk Live studio, the building that contains the studio, which also contains some residences, some apartments where people live. And so they bashed in the doors. They threw iron hooks through the second-story windows, bashing them in and pulling, you know, the frames out. They had a drone that flew in. They bashed in the front, the big window where the studio is. They bashed that in, flew a drone in through the window. Glass, of course, scattered everywhere because this building has old glass, and it's not that glass that just sort of cracks. It's the glass that shatters.
Right.
They, of course, woke everybody up. It was about a 6 a.m. in the morning when it went down. They woke everybody up.
Was there press around?
There was no press around immediately. There were sort of people within, you know, who know of the studio, who live within, say, 5 minutes of here, who were able to come and show up and get some footage. But, of course, the agents and the... I'm going to call them the terrorists because that's what they were dressed like. They were in full military regalia, you know, and this kind of a thing. So, there's some footage that was able to be had, but, you know, they, of course, did their best to shoo that away. They roped off what is the equivalent of three surrounding blocks. This is a residential neighborhood in a quiet Mayberry type of town, you know what I mean? What they didn't do, of course, David, was knock on the door. See if anybody would answer.
This was a raid that should have been a telephone call.
That's right.
They absolutely had the opportunity to make a telephone call and say, hey, look, here, we're of the opinion that you're messing up here, here, and here. And right. We think that the American public would be better served if you did that. Now, who knows what Ian would have done, and I have no idea, but they didn't even bother.
But like,
they've got to spend millions
like
and millions
like
of dollars prosecuting
in mail,
instead of just making a telephone call.
One day in the mail, a registered letter,
mm-hmm.
all you had to do.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So what were you calling about tonight, David? I'm sorry, we went off on a tangent
well, actually,
there.
A little bit about it is that cryptocurrency in its form as it is, growing in value, sounds like an excellent investment. Yet, how would one convert, say, $5,000? Okay, I'll invest $5,000, get a fraction of a Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Say it goes up to $10,000, doubles in value in a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
How do I convert my profit, $10,000, leave the other there,
mm-hmm.
into cash or whatever currency throughout the world?
Mark, you want me to take this? Or
yeah, let me take that.
Okay.
So I'd like to make this point. Let's say you bought a tenth of a Bitcoin at $50,000. So it was $5,000 worth of Bitcoin. When it goes to $10,000, that means Bitcoin went to $100,000. It goes to $10,000. You would have to sell half of that tenth of a Bitcoin, giving you 0.05 Bitcoin. So that's the first thing you need to understand. It doesn't pay dividends. It doesn't have interest. It's not anything like that. It's like a bargain.
It's fractioned off.
Right. So you could sell it and do that. And there's plenty of companies that do that. I think the easy ones to use are like Kraken and Coinbase if you're just going to be a sort of above board Bitcoin user. And I understand why people would be involved. I personally believe you should possess your own Bitcoins, but that's a longer conversation.
Hey, thanks for the call, David. More Free Talk Live is on the way. 603-283-6160.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.